But I apologize for not thinking about the FT-1000. Now that's the Delta model, right?
Yeah,
because when you said those tuning modules in the back, I knew what you were talking about. So yeah, they're getting up there in age, but man, you still hear a lot of them out there. And anybody that's got one, they're in no hurry to get rid of them, are they?
No, they don't. And I,
I've listened to quite a few of them that, for some reason, they got what I call a digititis. These new, a lot of these new rigs, I just call it, you listen to the receiver and it doesn't have that analog smoothness, that I kind of like. This Pro 3 is not too bad if you got the right speaker on it, but that's just my opinion. I would like to try a Kenwood 950 SDX, just because I've heard so much about them through the years, and I'd like to experience one, and if I do, I do, and if I don't, I don't, but that's another big old rig I'd like to try. Oh, we're really blessed here. The Icon repair man is just 15 miles away from me. Now, my Yazoo goes down, buddy, I gotta ship it all the way to California, And that's a big factor in when I think about owning radios, if something happens, But, I don't know. I like radios, and I like to play with them and learn things. They all have different characteristics, And, man, I like my Mark V. I really do. But, once again, we got two different receivers here, and they have two different types of tones. They're close. This radio to me, the Icon is more user friendly to me. But now my Yazoo, I just plop it on frequency and I just leave it. But I notice if I play DX and the band's really, really crowded, a lot of QRM, a lot of big amplifiers splattering, when it's really, really busy, we'll switch to this radio so it's easier for me to narrow down my filtering and to get away from the little adjacent noise that I don't care to listen to when I'm trying to pick a station out. But all around rag shoe. But I can get better audio, DX audio, and a penetrating louder noise. Go through the pileups easier on the Yazoo than I can this Icon. Yazoo's got I run a different microphone on it. It's got a little bit better punch power. It is to me. I don't care for that. And then they use their processor or their processing like an amplifier. And, they can't add 1 or 2 dB of processing. They got to turn it all the way to the right, and it gets so obnoxious and distorted, and that weird noise in there. I won't talk to them stations myself. I'll just dial right across them because it's uncomfortable for me to listen to it. No, I never run any processing here. I don't feel that I do.
whenever I talk to any place, and it doesn't matter where it is, you know, if it's Europe, Africa, I never normally get a bad report, you know. It's always good, so I just don't really mess with it too much. I play with it all the time, but it's kind of keep it within reason or something there, Lynn. Or Lee. Steve, you want to pick up for a second? KAWM. Uh-oh, he fell asleep on us. His wife came and attacked him there, Lee.
Hate it when that happens.
Oh, you know, I think that's beautiful down there. I've done a little work in southern Indiana, Illinois, and, were you down around Terre Haute area, someplace down in there? The name again here is Kenny, or Ken, Kilo-Echo November. The call is Kilowatt 8, Denmark, Florida X-ray. We're up here in a little town called Pawpaw. Not too far from Benton Harbor, where they used to build all the heat kits and stuff, you know. Benton Harbor and Kalamazoo. But, just 20-minute ride through the shores of the west side of the state of Michigan, of course, Lake Michigan. Hey, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been to Florida for, gosh, I don't know, it's been quite a while. Probably close to 25 years. But, I visited the state more than once when I was young and really enjoyed it. Had a gas, you know, and drove a motorcycle back and forth through Florida more than once, and a couple times down there with automobiles. And I had a lot of fun, but, you know, the last time I went, you know, populations changed. The growth had changed, you know, and I had friends that lived in the Keys, I had friends that lived in the Gulf side, I had friends that lived in the center of the state, you know, around Stark, and yeah, everything had been changed, and I liked it the old way, and last time I was down there, you know, all them Yankees that can't see, that have to drive because they can't walk, you know, because they need a walker and a wheelchair, so they got to drive, and, you know, it's just, yeah, I just decided, you know what, my memories were good, I'll stay away and keep my car, go ahead. That means you're enjoying yourself, and that's a good thing. Yeah, I first got down in Florida in the late 70s and in the 80s. I think the last time was in the 90s. Or early 90s. But, you know, I used to have a buddy that lived down in the Keys, Marathon Key, and, you know, the last time I went down to see him, I left there at night, and I drove through, you know, back up through the Keys and drove through Miami. Got into Miami, I don't know, around midnight or something, and I'm driving through the streets of Miami. Well, I'd been in Miami years before, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, but I don't remember the last time I was in Florida. But the last time I come through Miami, I told myself, Kenny, if you get out of this city alive, you're never coming back. And
I've never been back to Miami. I have no desire to ever go back into Miami. But in the late 70s, I can't remember, 78, 79, 80, something like that, I was in Tampa. And Tampa was just fine, and Sarasota was fine, but I do know if you get on the East Coast and the West Coast of Florida, it's fine. But if you get in the middle of the state, you know, where the natives live, buddy, it gets humid in the summertime. Yeah, but, yeah. To me, you know, being a Yankee, being raised in a farm community, I really enjoyed Florida the first few times I was down there. But, it just seemed like the last time I was down there, things were changing way too fast, you know? And, my God, you know, it's just like, somebody opened up the floodgates or opened up the toll road, and it's like, man, look at all these kids. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, New York, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, you know. You gotta go a ways before you can find a car with a Florida license plate, you know. Is what I loved is these little old grandmas that can't see over the steering wheel after they're sitting on a pillow. But I guess everybody's got to be someplace, you know. But, like I said, the last time I went through Miami on my way home, I said, I ain't coming back. Beautiful, beautiful little city. But, you know, I didn't see a whole lot of white people like me, and I wasn't, for quite a few blocks there, I didn't see anybody could even speak English, I didn't think, but I guess you got that in every city, you know. But Lee, buddy, I gotta get out of here, for two reasons. I gotta get to bed, and the other way reason, if I don't get out of this seat and go to the little boys' room, I ain't gonna make it. Lee, you send me one. And I'm not online right now, so I can't look you up. But when that thing comes in my little mailbox, what I'll do is I'm just going to take it, pull open my drawer, grab one of mine, and I'm going to copy your information down if it means anything. And I'll send you my little hillbilly card. And you'll get a little kick out of it, maybe, maybe not. And, that's fine. But, if you get bored and you know that the band's open, and you like to rag shoot, the group kind of changes around here a little bit, but, yeah, quite often, you'll find some activity on this frequency from this neighborhood. And when the short skips in, There's a lot of other groups that use this frequency, because a lot of times, you know, when it's open from Florida to Michigan, you can also copy that group from Pennsylvania at the same time, and then there's another group in, I think it's Kentucky, but it all depends on how the skip is. But I've sat in here more than one night, and we've all carried on excellent communications for the long skip. I call it long skip from me to you, and the short skip in between both all directions, and it was great. You know, and that's pretty common. So, yeah, write down this frequency and keep it in your little memory cards there, Lee. And there's a lot of. A lot of good stations up here you might like listening to their audio too. Hey, very good, dearly. And you know what? Maybe next time, and I probably will. I'll probably be on the old Yaesu MP, and maybe they'll get along a little bit better than the Yaesu and an Icon. You know, maybe you might like the old Mark V audio better, or not. But you know, I think both radios can receive each other quite well, transmit to each other, and carry on a good time. Hey, it's been fun. Very fun there, Lee. W9DKC 73 is from Kilowatt 8 Fox Delta X-Ray. Bye-bye and enjoy ham radio. 73 is once again, the signals have just been wonderful, wonderful. And because earlier, before you came in there, they've been up and down, but your powerhouse station, that just doesn't matter. It just plows right. See you later, my friend. W9DKC, K8FDX. Bye-bye.